Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crypt is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your crit keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I am the Crypt Keeper, and I have some lovely folks here at the table with me today. They are Rebecca.
Hello.
Derek.
Hello.
Connor.
Hi, guys.
And on the couch is Renee.
Hello.
We're happy to have everybody on board. We are going to be playing White Box, the fantastic medieval adventure game. It's a old school D&D-like game. Different than a lot of the ones that we have played. I'm excited. I'm ready to get back into the RPG world. Hoping I don't kill you guys. I haven't played one like this in ever. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Absolutely. So to start off, why doesn't everybody just give a brief rundown of their character, who they are, kind of what makes them them. If you're interested in hearing more about their character creation and how we went through that process and knowing a bit more about the characters, please go check out our Patreon, because this is over there as well, and you can get that little bonus episode, which was super fun to make, and you'll know all the ins and outs about our characters at that point. But Connor, why don't we start with you? Who are you playing?
Okay, so for this game, I'm gonna be playing Truck. Truck is a human fighter. I'm a level 5. My alignment is more lawful. And as part of my fighter abilities, I have the Combat Fury. For any enemies that have one hit die, I can take one attack per level that I have. And I also have a +2 saving throw to death saves and poison. And I've got a Morning Star and a crossbow, as well as some chainmail to protect me.
All right. There you go. Connor has set the precedent for Truck. So, Derek and Rebecca, you guys follow that up.
Ooh, this was so descriptive.
Would you like to go next?
Sure.
You want me to go?
My character's name is Aurora. She is a cleric elf, level 5. She's aligned lawfully. I have a really cool cloak of protection. And I also have a dope chain mace that has flames on it. I can do a lot of undead stuff.
Yep, you definitely have turn undead and lots of other things.
I do, yes. I can bless, hold person, cure diseases.
You're the only spellcaster type in the party.
That's a lot of pressure. I'm scared.
It is. Awesome. As Derek is playing something else.
I am playing Russar Stoneringer. He is a dwarven thief, level 5, with a neutral alignment. He has a +1 in dexterity. I have two kind of abilities. One is backstab, and the other is keen detection. I have for my weapons a dagger, an axe, and a crossbow. I wear leather armor and have an assortment of potions and other random gear for thievery options.
Awesome. Well, everybody ready to jump into it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start from a question from our Ultimate RPG Campfire Questions deck. And that question is, what's the most crushing defeat your party has ever had?
Well, undoubtedly, it was our last quest together as a group. We were following our courageous leader, Fastin, who we called Fastin Loose, in the search to find a legendary helm. It was a tough job, little information to go on, hordes of enemies at every turn, but nothing we hadn't done a dozen times before. It took us weeks before we got a viable lead, but finally we found it. sitting atop the head of a long-dead warrior, being eaten away by time and weather. It was ours for the taking. High in the mountains of Hailsight, we faced our final challenge. Storming up to the peak, battling wave after wave of undead enemies, the helm was within our grasp until that damned dragon arrived.
As you all fight your way up the mountainside, turning away hordes of undead, led by your leader, Fasten Overturf. Fasten Loose, if you will. You can see the crown sitting upon the long dead Draugr's head at the precipice of the mountain. And suddenly crashing down into the top of the mountain is a large red dragon.
Holy shit!
That's not good.
Oh.
Maybe it doesn't see us.
If we just don't move.
From behind, a new wave of zombies makes their way up the hill, pushing you closer towards the dragon itself. Somebody make me an initiative roll.
Okay.
It is just 1d6.
Oh.
For the entire group.
4.
Okay. Dragon's going to go first. You guys are going to go second. And the zombies are going to go third.
Okay.
Sounds good.
The dragon, whose intentions are unclear, turns, looking at the gathering of both undead and your party down below the mountain, and mumbles something inaudible.
Good thing I brought my fire weapon.
Without a moment's warning, it opens its mouth, and you can see the red glow emitting from its maw, and a gout of flame erupts from its jaws. It kills about 15 of the undead that are coming up behind you, and just manages to miss all 4 of you, luckily. Fasten turns to the group.
I don't think we can hold it, boys. We have to get out of here.
But we're so close to the helm. We gotta keep going.
Just distract it for a minute, we can grab it.
At this point, we could come back, live to fight.
I don't know that we have a way out.
Well, I'll distract it. Everybody should save themselves.
At this point, it's your guys' initiative, so Festin makes his way towards the dragon, heading up the hill further.
I definitely
Fasten, don't. Not Festin.
I don't think we should run towards the undead. They just got taken out by a big fireball.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to go is up.
We can run down the other side, just adjacent to the undead.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot at an undead with the crossbow.
Okay, shooting at an undead. There are about 10 of them left heading up the hill behind you, at least in this wave.
I'm gonna shoot at the one that's closest to us.
Okay. So it's a, yeah, d20 roll. Everybody.
Oh, it's a d. That's right.
D20, yeah, d20 right. to beat the AC. Aurora, what are you doing?
I think I'm gonna stay with Fasten to try to keep him healed. He's kind of running towards the dragon, towards the helm, right?
Yeah, so he's not running towards the helm at the moment. He's gonna be skirting up kind of alongside one side of the dragon, and he's gonna shoot at it with his crossbow.
Truck, did you take your turn yet?
No.
Right? Okay. You go first.
Okay. Seeing Russer shoot at the undead, I'm also going to loose a bolt from my crossbow at the nearest undead.
Okay.
That's a 15 to hit.
Yeah, mine was a 10 to hit.
So I think if those guys are going to try to fight the undead, I'm going to try to run for the helm.
So a zombie has an armor class of 8, so for the 2 that shot at them, go ahead and do your damage. That's, I don't know what your damage is.
Mine is a 1d6 minus 1 plus 1.
Same.
Okay.
That,
wow.
That was a 6.
Mine was a 3.
Aurora, you need to choose what you're doing. You all kind of act simultaneously, so.
I said I'm going to run for the helm.
You're making a break for it.
Yeah. That's what we came here for. If Fasten's going to distract the dragon and these two are going to fight the undead, I'm going to grab it.
If you're sprinting for it, it's at least 2 lengths away from you, headed up a hill. So I'm going to need a dexterity saving throw. So go ahead and roll a d20 plus any dex modifiers you have and beat your saving throw.
So for some reason I wrote 11 in my saving throw box. What does that mean?
That means you have to beat an 11. So for saving throws in this, like, I don't say this trap is a saving throw of blank. Anytime you have to roll a saving throw, that's the number to beat.
We roll against our own.
Well, either way, I rolled a 21.
Whoa.
Wow.
But okay. I rolled an 18, but then I add 3.
Right on. All right, so you definitely get halfway to the helm. However, Fasten's arrow plinks off the dragon, who momentarily takes his eye off the larger group and follows little Fasten, who is a halfling, and his movement around the other side of the dragon away from the helm. All right, you guys managed to take out 2 of the remaining 10 zombies, leaving just 8. Thanks, Connor. The horde of zombies attacks with a combined attack roll of 13. Does that hit anybody's AC?
Nope.
That would be just for Truck and Russer. Truck, just so you know that these zombies do have a hit dice of just 1.
Oh.
Which I think you can use your combat fury for.
My armor class is a 14, so it does not hit me.
Same.
All right.
So can I treat the horde of zombies as one thing and take 5 attacks at them? Because I can only attack like 1 thing per turn.
Yeah. I would definitely say yes, you could attack the horde as they're like technically just a bunch of 1 hit dice creatures.
Have at it, Fury Man.
Charging with my Morningstar and just swinging it around.
Maybe I'll be able to then divert my attention up to the dragon and the helm.
All right. Somebody else roll me 1d6 for initiative. We re-roll initiative every single round.
That would be a 5.
Okay. Just as Fasten had hoped for, the dragon diverts its attention to him and lets out another gout of flame. However, just in time, Fasten is able to dive behind a rocky cliff, and the flames go all around him, melting the snow down to the grass on the top of the mountain. However, he does have the dragon's attention for right now. It is the rest of the group's turn.
I might as well keep running.
Go for it.
Seeing the crossbows so easily take out some of the undead, I'm going to charge in and use my combat fury attack and take 5 attacks at the horde of zombies with my Morningstar.
All right. That's 5d20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, should I just roll? Yeah, okay.
We like lots of dice, so roll lots of dice.
14.
That hits.
10.
Hits? Oh, actually 6. 11, sorry. 11's a hit. I'm looking at the descending table.
6.
Oh, man.
5, this dice is done. How many is that? Do I have 1 more? 4.
Okay. All right, so not great. So 1?
Got 1 out of those. Cool. It's a 3 plus 2, so that's a 5.
Right on. All right, you take out another zombie. Sorry, Russer, what were you doing again?
Seeing that Truck has stormed into the horde to hold them back, I'm going to divert my attention to the dragon and take a knee and fire a shot. He does not have his attention on me, so would that make backstab apply? It's the sneaky attack.
Yeah, let's see.
Gonna backstab the dragon.
It just means I can roll my. I have a +2. +2 to the base hit bonus, and if my attack is successful, I roll my weapon damage twice. I don't think that's gonna make too much.
Ah, you're right. It's not gonna make too much of a difference. Now, yeah, that sounds like it would be applicable in this scenario.
All right, then I'm going to take a knee and fire my crossbow. That is an 18 +2.
Okay, that does actually hit.
I just realized I forgot to add my 2 hit to all of those dice.
Oh, man.
Oh. So that's a 21 to hit.
Okay.
And it means I roll my damage twice. And that would be a 1 and a 5. Total of 6.
All right. You find purchase with your crossbow bolt in between a couple scales on this dragon. And the red dragon does swing its head in your direction now, looking down the hill towards you and the remaining undead and Truck. Give us your dex saving throw here, Aurora. Let's see if you can get to the helmet.
Nope, that's a 6.
As you're running up the hill, your feet begin to stumble at the steep slope. The top of the mountain is covered in icy snow. It's really difficult terrain to get up to. In order to make it up there, you're going to have to successfully make another saving throw. However, it's the zombie's turn. As you have the sole attention of the zombies at this point, Truck, and have just charged into them pretty much to attack, several of them begin to claw at you and drag you down towards the ground. They, four of them, beat your armor class, and they do 7 points of damage to you.
Ouch.
All right. And they are attempting to just drag you down with their teeth and their claws and kind of rip at your armor. Luckily, you have a good amount of armor on.
That's true.
All right. Connor, why don't you roll for the next initiative round? We'll just go around in a circle.
I got a 2.
Good. Yikes.
Great. Aurora, while you're slipping around on the top of the mountain there, the dragon turns its gaze towards you, seeing you out of the corner of its eye. It rushes at you, wings unfolding, flying towards the top of the mountain, trying to beat you towards the helm. As it reaches down to bite you on the ground, you're able to slip between some rocks, evading its jaws as it flies towards the top of the mountain and lands next to the helm.
Fuck.
Is it going to try and put that thing on?
How big is this helm?
The zombies claw at you, and maybe it's because there's too many trying to attack you at once that they're stumbling over each other, but at this point, they're just pulling at your armor, not able to make purchase with their teeth. One's got, like, just gums, and he's just, like, kind of gumming on things, but you are not taking any damage this round.
That's good. The Three Stooges effect. They're all just bumping into each other.
And now it is the three of yours turn.
I don't know what to do now.
All right, well, I'm going to use my combat fury again and remember to add my +3 to hit this time.
Yes. So remember to use your +3 to hit, your modifier from your weapon, and add all that together.
The modifier for the weapon is for the damage?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Oh, my.
Oh, we've been playing you've been playing this all wrong so far.
Whoa, what?
So if you have a +1, it is +1 to hit and +1 for damage.
Ah, so that was a 22.
Unfortunately, there are no crits in this game.
20, 16, 16, 11. The hell is that thing? Is that a 5?
That's a 5.
That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that one still isn't hit, but 4 out of 5 hits.
All right. What do you do?
So I've been kind of knocked to the ground. I explode upwards, throwing both my arms out and doing a little twist, knocking a bunch away with the Morning Star, and then I kick at the ones in front of me.
What do Aurora and Russer do?
Aurora's not sure what to do.
Russer's in the same boat. He's trying to keep an eye on both things that are going on right now. Truck seems to be holding his own, but not very well. I've seen these two stumble and have issues with the dragon trying to get up the hill. I think I'm trying to support them as much as I can at the moment.
Fasten yells, "Aurora, run!" And you see a bolt fly from behind the rocky crag that he was in. It plinks off the dragon's armor.
I'm going to do the same to give her cover.
Yeah, I'm going to keep running for it.
That would be a 12, 13 to hit.
You, just like Fasten, watch your arrow plink off the scales of this giant beast.
Okay.
Aurora, what'd you do?
I rolled a 17 +3.
Even though you're stumbling and you're trying to get off this icy ground, you make your way up to the weathered altar and long past Draugr's body, with the helm sitting atop it. The dragon, just mere meters away, you see its eyes glow and it opens its maw, emitting a red light.
I grab it and dodge out of the way.
All right, next initiative.
2.
Before you have a chance to rip the helm off the head, the dragon lunges forward. Does a 19 beat your AC?
Yeah.
He grabs you with his jaws, doing 7 damage. And as he shakes you, and you feel the teeth through your cloak of protection, he tosses you down the hill, and you go sprawling closer to Truck and Russer, leaving the helmet where it lied. Fuck. And you just took out 4 zombies?
Yeah, out of the 4, I had 6, 6, 5, and 4 for damage against them.
They're not very strong, so almost any damage you do against them is going to kill them. Of the remaining 3... two of them grasp at your upper thighs and your back and are able to get past your armor slightly, doing another 6 points of damage.
Darn it.
And now it is the party's turn.
I'm glad you're back down here, Aurora. We gotta go. These zombies are... I've done a good job, but I'm not feeling great.
We're just gonna abandon the quest? How are we supposed to get Fasten back down here?
Fasten, we've gotta go!
Run! I'll meet you down there! I'll cover you!
No, we're down here! Run!
What are you, Russer and Aurora, actually doing?
I'm going to shoot another crossbow bolt at the dragon to keep attention, because... Right, he's up the mountain. We're farther down, the three of us.
Correct.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and keep attention on us. That's a 4.
Okay, 4 does not hit. Aurora, what are you doing?
I am frustrated that I was so close, so I am going to take it out on these zombies with my chain mace, with the flame.
So you're going to roll a d20. You got to beat their armor class, so roll a d20 plus your 2 hit bonus.
I don't know what my 2 hit bonus is.
Yep, that's down at the bottom of your sheet. It's a plus 1.
Okay. It's only a 9.
Does your chain mace have a plus 1 to it?
No, it just does fire damage.
Okay.
It takes away from their 2 hit bonus.
So, you miss with your mace, swinging wildly through the cold night air. You guys watch as Fasten runs out of the rocky crag that he was hiding behind. And he looses a crossbow bolt as well, and it flies clear over the dragon's head. And he is definitely trying to make his way to the group. New initiative round?
That is a 1.
Okay. As the dragon stands where you last saw the helm, it rears up. And you can just see, like, a red light begin to glow from its belly up into its mouth. And it lets out the largest gout of flame you guys have seen yet. And as you see Fasten running towards the group, this immense cone of fire comes roaring down the mountain. And for just the last time, you guys look and meet Fasten's eyes before he is completely engulfed in flames.
Oh,
no! Fasten!
The dragon then looks up to the sky and continues to bellow flames up into the night.
Should we go back for the helm?
We should go down the mountain.
We need to leave. We need to leave.
Run.
There's nothing left of Fasten. We can't go back for him.
Aurora, leave him.
Yep. We run.
And you all run down the mountain. Leaving the last 2 zombies.
No, we don't leave them. We chop them in half on the way down.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, we chopped them in half good.
Awesome. You take out the last 2 quickly as you move down the hill. And you can continue to hear the dragon roar and shoot flames into the sky. And you see him flying over the top of the mountain, but he doesn't get any closer. He doesn't pursue. He just stays perched at the top of the hill.
No one told us that the helm was protected by a dragon.
We didn't really have enough information going into this one.
We really thought we had more than we did, I guess.
If we had known, we would have avoided this fool's errand.
Or at least gotten a bigger party.
Aurora sits at a bar named Eltern's Lantern, but referred to by the locals as the Fist, due to its stellar reputation. The bar is packed this evening, with locals and an unusually high number of out-of-towners, here from the uncomprehensively famous Eel Stomping Party, in which everyone around spends a long week stomping eels and planting seeds. Although you have never understood why anyone would want to stomp eels or be a farmer, let alone travel for days or weeks to plant seeds and stomp eels, whose bounty you'll never taste, and to attend an underwhelming party. Perhaps, though, your melancholy mood is just a consequence of spending the year idle without your companions, your years of adventure coming to a sudden end, replaced by drinking and watching your hard-earned gold dwindle away. A part of you was eager for the celebration, hoping that even your friends may come to town. They weren't far away, but the last year made the distance feel like they were 100 miles in between each of you. Your mind slips into old adventures. Fasten always knew what to do, where to find gold, how to keep your pockets full, but on your own you feel lost. Where does one go when they lose their way? As your mind wanders, like it always does, you overhear a convo by some men sitting down the bar.
Lost your lady love, eh? Drinking too much, were you? Plague, actually. Took her only a fortnight ago. Ah, mate. Sorry for the job. Nasty sickness running rampant these days. She was a good woman. Didn't deserve to go out that way. Don't know what I'm going to do to take care of the kids. Ah, awful business that is. Such a shame. Kids growing up without their mums. If only there was a way to bring her back. Ah, wouldn't that be a trick? Keep me from having to sell the little snot noses. I'd do anything to bring her back. Well, you know, old chap, I do happen to stumble upon some information that you might be keen on. What are you going on about? They say there's a hermit that lives only a few days from here, who has the power to bring people back to life. What are you saying? That I might be able to feel Melania's touch again? Feel her touch, listen to her yap, give her more littlings, all that. You just gotta find the old man. And lucky for you, I've got a map here showing right where he is. Oh, fuck off, mate. You think I'm daft? Hey, not at all, friend. Just trying to help a fellow out. Do I not deserve to be compensated for my hard-earned knowledge? Now, for only 5 gold, this map... You're loopy. That map isn't worth a donkey's shit pile. You'll have me wandering into a ghoul's den or a gorgon's lair where you'll be waiting to pick my corpse clean. Storm off, would ya? Nah, bucko, you got me all wrong. I'm just trying to help a fellow out. Listen, how about 4 gold? In a rage, the larger man grabs the map holder and throws him off his stool, knocking him to the ground. And within moments, the fist shows, those who are unfamiliar, how it's got its name. As you sit unbothered, you see a folded piece of paper getting tossed around the room through the maelstrom of fists and feet.
Okay, I'm going to watch this fight unraveling, and I'm going to keep that paper in my vision, and I'm going to try to casually kind of grab it without being too noticed and leave the bar.
I think anything that you do isn't going to be noticed too much because there's a lot of people fighting.
Yes, I do feel bad for the guy that just wants to see his wife again, but I've never been married, so I don't have the attachment.
You grab this piece of paper and you head out of the bar?
Yep.
You unfold it, and it is a map. And on that map, you can see it's only of kind of the immediate surrounding area, no more than a few days' ride in any direction. And it does have a marker on it down to the south.
Hmm. Perhaps we could use this to save Fastin and bring him back. I'm going to have to find the others. I'm definitely going to need help with this.
Who do you head off to first?
I believe Russer's closer by, I've heard.
Okay.
He's a little more settled down. Truck's a little bit...
less intelligent.
Well,
Truck's actually just wandering around the city somewhere, just going, stomp, 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 stomp. Okay. Squish, squish. That's not the only bar. That there
I thought he'd be like out killing a bunch of things because of the trauma that we had.
It's a bunch of eels.
Yes.
You head over to Russer's house where you last knew he was.
Russer,
I found this map.
What map?
I think we can save Fastin. I'm still pounding on the door because he's not...
He's dead.
He doesn't have to be.
He's dead. You can't bring him back.
Well, I think we can. Do you want to try at least?
I'll try to get to the bottom of this. You see him pull out a bottle of booze.
Okay, I think we've had enough of these. I'm going to try to gently take it away.
That's mine.
Okay.
You have your map, I have my bottle. We can't bring Fastin back. Can't even find the dunce.
Okay, well, why don't you bring that, and I'll bring this, and let's go find Truck.
Will you carry me?
I could cure some of your drinking wounds.
He just slaps his arm around you, and he's like, let's go!
Can I cast Hold Person and then just drag him around?
I don't think that's how that works.
I know. Okay, so we go and we look for Truck.
Singing and mumbling the whole time.
I'm already annoyed. The drinking is already annoying to me. This is going to be harder than I thought.
And you head down to the festival. The streets are just lined, filthily lined, with slimy eels that anybody can stomp on, just all through the town. There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of foreigners that come in, a lot of people from out of town that come here just to do this, and then to subsequently use the dead eels as fertilizer to help plant the seeds for the rest of the year's harvest.
I mean, I definitely don't not stomp on a few as I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of eels got.
Aurora, you got a little something on your boots?
Oh, jeez. Stupid. They get caught up in my boots all the time.
Here, let me wash them off.
He pours booze down your leg.
Thank you. And now I reek of booze.
Ah, we need more anyway.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. Squish, squish, squish.
Oh, that looks like Truck over stomp. There. With the world record for stomping.
Look, it sounds like him.
Squish.
Truck! I do the whole arm waves.
What are you doing? Don't get his attention. I try and avoid him.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to get the party
together. I thought you
together.
Were hiding me from him. He's been looking for me for weeks.
I said I was looking for both of you.
He just keeps following me, asking me dumb questions about rocks and shit.
Russell, Aurora!
You love his questions. Truck!
Here we go.
Good, how are you?
I'm better now that I can talk to someone that's not so drunk.
Russell, you're drunk? What are you drinking?
It's empty now.
Where can we get more? You didn't save me any?
Right over there.
Well, they're out too. I was there already.
Well, we're going to need two bottles because you got some shit on your boots too.
Here, give me that bottle for a minute. I got a trick. And then I take it from my... Stoop down and kind of just squish some smashed eel into this bottle. Here you go. Give this a try.
I raise it to my nose.
It smells like shit. Did you drink it?
All right, me first. Glug, glug, glug. No, you're right. That's best for the plants.
He drank eels? Did you see that?
Yeah, that was very disturbing.
There's a little grip.
Oh, good. Perhaps you'll sober up now.
Well, I got it off of his boots, at least.
What are you guys doing here? Did you come to squish the eels?
Well, partly, but I also found this map. I think we can save our dear friend Feston.
I was there too. You saw Fester get burned up. We can save Feston?
Yes.
Russell, I saw him die. How can we save him?
Oh, that's her.
I found this map that leads us to the perhaps we should have this conversation elsewhere, without prying ears.
To the inn.
Good. Because, that's how I got the map, was my prying ears. So I don't want someone else to take it.
That sounds like a good point.
As you two drag Russ into the inn, arm around each one of your shoulders.
Are your feet off the ground?
Probably.
Yeah, because I'm tall. I'm an elf, so I was going to say 6 feet.
Or at least, dragging without any ability to do anything.
And you guys find an inn. There's several. This town is a medium-sized village. You find one right nearby that's a little bit quieter, set off a side street.
Okay, so this guy had this map, and he said it leads to a hermit who can bring people back to life.
Do you think he can bring Fasten back?
That's what I was hoping. It would be nice to get the gang back together.
I mean, it's been a pretty brutal year. I would be engaged to go try and bring Fasten back if we could find this hermit.
I agree. Russ, what?
Is he awake?
Hold on a second, right there. Miss! I'll take an ale.
So, Russ, when did the drinking start? It's pretty intense.
It's mourning for a fallen friend. Co-worker.
Yeah, you should take care of that.
I'll be fine. So you think we can bring him back, you do?
I think it's worth a try.
Well, what is on this map? How far away?
It looks like it's right next door.
It seems like it's only a few days ride away.
Oh, it's a few days ride away.
Through what? Fields of flowers or fire and flames?
The river and the woods.
To grandmother's house.
Oh, that sounds nice.
The majority of the journey does look like it is travelable by road.
Well, does anyone have any coin for horses?
I have no money at the moment. This year has been pretty rough.
I just won the eel stomping competition earlier, so I have a little bit of money.
Oh, congratulations.
Roll me 1d100.
54.
All right, so you have 54 gold.
They gave me 54 gold for stomping the most eels in the amount of time. There was 5 minutes to stomp as many eels as you could, and I stomped the most.
Excellent.
Or maybe I just stomped them the most thoroughly.
Either way, I'm ashamed to have missed it.
It was a lot of fun. I'm sure you would have enjoyed it.
Sure.
You certainly would have enjoyed it.
I bet.
I stomped a few eels on my way over here.
It's hard not to.
You can't not. I mean, it's for the farmers.
That's how I've been dealing with this past year. I've been traveling around, you know,
stomping
eels. Things, you know, different towns. This time it's eels. Sometimes it was other things. There's eels in quite a few places, actually. It's very common. I didn't realize it until I had this adventure.
Well, we are right by the sea, I guess.
All right. Well, I think that maybe we can find some mounts, or we can maybe even just, you know, have a leisurely stroll to this hermit's house.
I mean, it's already been a year. What's an extra day going to do?
But what direction do we go?
It seems we must go south. Southwest.
All right, then.
So we should prepare and leave in the morning? Is it morning? It's evening? Afternoon?
Afternoon, okay. For sure.
Okay, so then we should get a fresh start in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, we should clean up our gear and get ready to go.
He could definitely use a nap.
Yeah, it would help to sober him up.
You need to clean your feet and your boots.
That's fair, that's fair. I will get them cleaned. Let's just get a room here at this inn, and I'll go clean my boots, I guess.
Yeah, I live here. We could just stay at my place.
Oh,
for
cool.
Free.
The man said he would get us a room.
I mean, I'm still going to sleep in my bed. You are welcome to sleep in the house if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, let's just do that.
Okay, fine.
And I have a big house with extra bedrooms.
Costs a lot to keep up.
That's why I'm struggling so mm-hmm. hard. Yes, I literally have $0.
Rough.
All goes to the mortgage.
Yeah, and you guys sleep in a house until morning. Morning comes. The rooster.
What's wrong with that rooster?
I retrieve my boots from the marble basin out back where I had washed them.
Nice. Yeah, I've gathered my things. I'm ready for an adventure.
Russ, who just slept on the floor on a throw pillow, just gets up.
Where did you two come from?
Oh, we're going on an adventure, buddy.
Well, that's great. Is there breakfast?
There certainly can be. And I'll go make breakfast. I can't afford maids, much as I want to. Or cooks, I mean.
You guys finish up your breakfast and hit the road. Anything else before we move forward?
No, I just re-explained the plan to Russ. Because he doesn't seem to remember.
Not at all.
Russ leaves his house, like, everything he's got, just, like, chilling. The stove's on. He's like, I'll be back there if never.
He was there to cut loose for the eel stomping festival.
We didn't get horses or mules or anything, right?
Yeah, we're just gonna hoof it. We're good.
Kay. I don't have any money, so.
So you move down the road, traveling for a full day before setting up camp for the evening. As you do, it's a pretty standard night. You guys have brought provisions. It's only night one, so you should be doing pretty well. Everybody go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
So I use the number that I have for wisdom, not my number for saving throw. Or if I had plus or minuses, that would apply.
Yeah, so exactly. So you would add your plus or minuses to a throw. You don't really have any, so you're just trying to beat a 10.
Well, I got a natural 1.
Oof. Awesome.
18 to beat a 10.
As the night runs long, Truck falls asleep, and through and over his snores, both Russer and Aurora, you guys are up longer. Russer, probably because you're not drunk. Aurora, you're an elf, so you don't even sleep. As you guys sit around the crackling fire, listening to the sounds of nature and Truck sleeping and snoring away, you hear a rustling in the bushes. It's probably well after midnight at this point, so it's really dark. And suddenly you see a
hooded figure moving through the woods just out of the firelight.
Russ, did you see that?
Yes, I did.
What's the plan?
Well, I've already got a hand on an axe. Yeah, I should slip back, see if I can move around behind them.
I also have hold of person.
I don't know what that does.
Thought it was quite self-explanatory.
I'm going to slip away and try and leave her next to the fire with him sleeping and see if I can disappear.
All right.
In case.
Give me a dex save then on that one.
Oh, it's terrible. It's an 8.
As you go to sneak off into the bushes and not be seen and get a different vantage point, you see the cloaked figure a short distance away, and it sees you do this, and it begins to run away from your camp quickly.
Shit, it saw me. It's running.
Can I cast hold person from this distance?
Yeah.
Or I can run after him and cast it?
Hold on. This is our first magic roll of the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue sleeping.
The monster's saving throw is 19 minus whatever their hit dice is. That's a cool way of doing it. All right. Cool. So his saving throw is a 18 to not be held. He rolled a 3. So you're able
to. So I caught him.
You did. So the way this works, your spells only come back every day.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can only use each one once.
Okay. But it's nighttime, right? So will I be able to use, is it 24 hours or?
You have to pray for new ones every morning, I guess, is how you do it.
Okay. So it's nighttime, so I'll get it back.
In the morning. Sure. Yeah, we'll run with that. All right. Yeah, and you halt this person in their tracks, and they're stunned, pretty much.
Russer, grab him.
I'm already in full run. How far away?
Not far. Close. I mean, just a few seconds of sprinting.
All right. I run up to him, and will my putting a foot on him or holding him down in any way interrupt her spell?
No, it shouldn't do anything.
I'm going to... Well, what is it at first as I run up on it? What do I see?
Imagine he'd be in, like, running position. Like, yes. I kind of just stopped him.
Oh, it just freezes them in place. Yeah. It doesn't actually pin them to the ground.
Yeah, I think it just freezes them in place.
They will be held for 1 hour plus 10 minutes per level.
Oh, so almost 2 hours, that thing.
Yeah.
It'll be frozen. Okay. Well, I guess I operate with a lot less urgency when I notice that they're not going to be
running for a while. You run up, and it is a human, just a human male in a white cloak. Not a white cloak. It's like a yellow-brown cloak.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
I light a torch and hold it up to get a good look at their face.
He's a clean-shaven guy, brown eyes, kind of scraggly hair. He can't speak either, so he's just like,
oh, I'm there. Yeah.
Aurora, it looks like we have a visitor.
Before I go to Russer and the guy, I'm going to wake up Truck because I don't want to leave camp alone.
Mm-hmm.
Truck, get up. I have to go over here. Can you watch camp? There's an intruder.
An intruder? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'll stay here and guard the camp.
Thanks. Don't worry. We caught him.
Okay. Oh, excellent. That's good. Good.
I'll go meet those guys.
Okay. And you walk over to Russer, and he's just standing in front of this paralyzed person.
I'm still with the torch going up and down, looking, seeing what they have on them for weapons, what they have hanging, you know, belt.
They have a small dagger on their belt. It's just a regular leather belt. The tunic doesn't look of any, like, good quality. The boots are a little worn. Nothing too remarkable on the outside. No symbols or, you know, anything indicating, you know, a guild or...
Okay, I'm going to pull the dagger out of his belt and disarm him, as long as it doesn't break the spell.
I think I have to end it or it's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you make of this?
Well, have you learned anything? Is he from anywhere?
He's got this little dagger.
Okay, well, that seems pretty mundane for someone lurking around our camp.
Yeah, well, he can't exactly answer any questions at the moment.
If I let him down, are you prepared to take care of that?
Absolutely. I'll stab him right in the eye.
Oh, well, I think we want to ask him things, like, what are you doing here?
Well, then can he hear us?
Yes.
Well, then he should know that to move when you let him go, just to speak.
Okay, and I let him go.
as soon as you break the spell, he like crouches and looks like he really wants to run away. He's like, I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
Thiefing.
Well, that was a bad answer.
I didn't get anything.
Well, yeah, you didn't get anything.
So, no harm, no foul. Maybe I was just walking by it.
Maybe you were just walking by, or maybe you're part of some bigger conspiracy.
The biggest conspiracy is to get some of your stuff and sell it.
Well, what do you have?
I had a dagger.
Well, you had a dagger, is right.
Yep. That's it. That's pretty much all I got.
You got nothing else. No belt.
I have a belt. You're not going to take a guy's belt.
I'm what?
He tries to take a step backwards.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't you be moving.
Don't take my belt, man.
Well, it's that or the boots. My friends are dirty. Those look like they might fit.
They're not great boots. They're all the boots I got, but they aren't great. They aren't even good.
I'll tell you what. We'll let you go. If you can convince the big guy over there by the fire that you deserve to be let off without any punishment.
Can I do it from here?
No.
No.
Okay. Are you guys going to cook me?
No, gross.
I poke at him with the knife and point towards the truck.
Well, let's go.
Very hesitantly moves up towards the fire and into the light. And truck, you can see this person for the first time.
I'd like to ask him, so nobody sent you here, right? You're just a lone person? You're not going to be the big, bad, evil guy at the end?
At the end of what? The day? No, probably not. There might be another
adventure.
One.
Anyway.
I saw you guys' light. You're not really far off the road. And I was like, some dumbass is not too far off the road. I should steal some stuff.
Hey, truck! He thinks you're a dumbass that would sleep through being robbed.
I push him into the light and the fire.
I thought you were all asleep. That's why I was going to come and steal stuff.
I don't even think that one does sleep.
We were sitting up talking. I mean, you didn't observe very long.
All right. Everybody's a critic.
You're not very good at this.
I just can't believe you thought this simple-minded man would sleep through a robbery.
I didn't even know he was here. I thought it was you snoring.
He sounded like a thunder.
Yeah, and you're a dwarf.
Well, that's just mean.
Well, are you going to rob us? What are we doing? I was sleeping.
Yeah, if you're cool with it, I could still rob you.
No, I don't want to be
robbed. No, I don't think so.
Okay, the brass one's on this guy.
Truck, why don't you just maybe hit him a little bit and then we'll let him go.
Whoa, why do we gotta hit me?
He needs to know he can't rob us in the future. What happens if he tries when we fall asleep later?
No, I will never rob you guys again. I promise. Look, I'm looking at all of you. I know what you look like. I'll never try it again. Please don't hurt me.
Uh-oh, he knows what we look like.
Yes.
That's not good for you. Oh, no, wait.
For
who?
For me? Why not?
I guess it's fine.
Where are you going to go?
Back to town, probably?
The town where we were just stomping eels?
Yeah, I'll go back to the celebration. There's more people for me to rob there, and so we can all just put this behind us, and I can go up there and try to...
Oh, you shouldn't rob anybody.
You two are going to let a criminal go.
I mean, we should take his belt at least.
Oh, come on, not the belt. I need it. It's holding my pants up and everything.
He's got some nice boots, too.
They are not nice. They are tattered. That was in the description.
I'm just going to tell him to run off. If there's like a rock or something next to me, I'm just going to like throw it at him. Just get out of here. Go.
And he looks at the other two quickly and runs into the woods.
Well,
why'd you let him go?
He was about to soil himself. I don't think he was a threat.
I thought he was a threat at first, but now I don't think so. Well, but we'll see.
I got a knife out of it.
He doesn't even have anything to poke us with now.
Everybody make me another wisdom check.
16.
One.
6.
We'll go back to bed, guys.
Okay. Good night, truck.
Aurora, looking around the camp, you can see off in the woods that, like, maybe 30 yards off, you see this guy peeking from behind a tree and looking at your camp again. You do see a hooded figure, I guess, looking at the camp from behind a tree. And when you look that way, he dives behind the tree or brings his head back quickly behind the tree.
I'm just going to menacingly walk around camp swinging my chain mace. It's on fire.
Nice. This person does not return.
Okay.
The rest of the night. Nobody else does either.
Eventually I go to bed.
Okay. And then the sun comes up and you guys have an uninterrupted night after that.
He was lurking around in the bushes last night, guys. We're going to have to keep an eye on that kid.
Hopefully we don't see him again.
Yeah, hopefully he just sticks around the town. We shouldn't be, you know, we should cover some good ground today.
Yes, let's be on our way.
You could have at least scared him a little bit more.
Well, I was going to break something, but I wanted him to be, you know, able to get away from us. I didn't want him to be, like, limping away and just be nearby.
Yeah, that's why you break an arm, you lug. Come on, man.
All right. I'll break his fingers next time.
There, now you're thinking.
It's not very lawful good of you.
It's better than cutting them off for thieving.
Actually, maybe cutting off the hand for thieving would be more lawful good. Like, this is what is fair. I've decided it. But he didn't steal anything. In fact, you stole the dagger. Give me your hand here.
I was compensated.
I made some... It's just grass that I found. It's not good. Never mind.
Did you boil grass and expect it to be tea?
You know, I've seen people put stuff in there with some water, and then, you know, it usually tastes better than this.
Oh, boy.
It was a good try, Truck.
You guys continue on your conversation over the next day, walking down the road. Still a lot of people are passing you as Eel Stomping and Seeding Day celebrations are still going on, and you guys have a chance to catch up. Have Truck and Russer seen each other at all over the past year?
I've been looking for him.
And I've been hiding. I keep moving from town to town, and then I'm like, oh, no, he's here.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Oh, my God, I have to go somewhere else.
Made a lot of wine, though. Stomp, stomp.
You're a vintner now.
I just do the stomping part. That's it. They give me some wine afterwards.
That's your payment.
Mm-hmm. Somebody roll me 1d6, please.
4.
You guys have an easy day of it, able to set up camp nice and late in the afternoon, and it leaks into night.
How do you think this hermit is going to bring Fastin back? I mean, we don't have anything left of him.
You know, that's something I'd not thought of yet.
I've heard about all sorts of different, you know, things people say. They make like put a bunch of different things in a pot. I don't know.
Should we go back and get the thief? There's like a vessel to put his... Does he need like a thing? Like a body?
Oh.
It's true, because his isn't there anymore, and we might need one. Well, we'll keep that in mind in case. That might be like required. I don't know. I'm not going to volunteer if that is the case, like to do it, because, you know, but we could get that guy.
I mean, I like the guy, but... Not that much. Especially since we've got this tavern idea.
Yes.
You know, he would run the books and everything, but I think you with the healing and me with the actual bartending and this one with his stomping, we might actually be able to turn a profit.
I cannot wait to open this tavern. It's going to be good.
We can have so many different stomping festivals. We
could give away our own awards for our own competitions.
That's a good way to get it done for free.
That's true.
You only have to pay one of them.
Then you supply all the stuff that you need someone to crush.
Yeah.
And you keep all the crushed stuff that you use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they need it for?
As long as I can make money from stomping, I'm there with you guys.
Good. So what we should figure out is, why are we just standing here? What are we doing?
You're camping. At camp.
Oh, my God.
We're camping.
We're camping.
What we should figure out here is why we're talking and not walking.
We have to rest.
Yeah, a little too dark for us. We're like, I can't see which way the road goes. Let's just wander off into the woods for a little while.
Oh, maybe that's my problem. I'm an elf, so I have dark vision. And I'm like, yo, let's go.
And you guys have a uneventful night and a good night's sleep.
Ah, that was a good night's, I don't sleep, but sort of.
Good night.
Good night meditation.
And that feels like it'd be like a real labor for every elf that was part of a party of things that do need to sleep. Like, great. So just,
I'll just wait.
8 hours babysitting, I guess, making sure someone doesn't come and, like, you know, squish these squishy things in their sleep.
Do you actually have to go into a meditative trance, or you just don't have to sleep at all? There's no...
It's up to you. Make up the lore.
Oh, no, I don't have to sleep at all.
You just sit there.
I can choose to meditate, but I don't have to.
I wake up and open one eye and just go, stop staring at us.
Just wake up already.
Learn to whittle or something. It's creepy, just watching us sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll do something, I guess. I don't know what to do. I'll try to whittle, but I don't have a knife, so it doesn't last long. I find a good stick.
While you're out finding a stick, you hear the soft sounds of singing coming from the forest. Can you please make me a wisdom saving throw?
21.
You just stand there, and you can hear this far off singing. It's probably because of your elf ears that you can hear it before your two companions.
What does detect chaos do? Would that be a good thing to cast? I don't want to be like a siren situation. I'm trying to get lured in, which is what I get the feeling that it is.
That does seem plausible.
Detect chaos, as written, it's got a range of 120 feet and a duration of 1 hour. The detect chaos spell, the caster detects creatures of chaos or those with chaotic enchantments, intentions, thoughts, or auras within the spell's range. Poison is not inherently evil or chaotic and cannot be detected by the means of the spell.
I'll cast it.
Okay.
I don't know how far it is.
You cast your Detect Chaos spell, and out at the edges of the spell's reach, you do detect three creatures.
Is anybody else awake? No, not really.
Not really.
Okay, well, it lasts for an hour, so I'm just going to, like, sit on it and wait, see if they get closer.
All right. At no point do they get closer while you're in the woods.
Oh, yeah. I'm not at camp.
You're outside of camp. Oh. Picking up a stick.
Are they towards camp? They're away from camp.
Away from camp.
Okay. Then I'm just going to leave, I think, and go back to camp quietly and warn everybody. They're not awake.
I mean, you can wake them up.
I was just going to say, you came back and I was yelling at him about a rock.
There's some chaotic creatures off in the distance, just something to be aware of.
Oh, well, that's good. It's better than telling this guy that this rock is just a rock. Nothing special.
Why, what kind of rock is it?
It's just a smooth, shiny one, but he really thinks it's something. He's like, well, is there something special about it? I don't know, it's just a rock.
It's not a magic rock?
I'm trying to make breakfast here, you're bringing me a rock.
Maybe it's tasty. Did you try it?
I drop it in the boiling water.
There we go. I helped.
Would you like some of the grass from yesterday?
No, I had quite enough yesterday. I learned that wasn't good.
Now, how many of them are out there, did you say?
Three, at least.
Oh, just three?
And you probably believe that they are harpies. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you the exact creature, because it says just...
Oh, I knew it, though. I knew it with the siren sounds. By the sounds they were making, they were harpies, so I think we should avoid that area.
Are those them flying ones with the metal claws?
They're terrible.
Yeah.
So, well,
just hide behind this one.
We should get headphones for him. Earplugs.
Oh, okay. Well, do we have anything for the ears?
Just our clothes.
I'm going to cut 6 little pieces of rope off of my rope. Maybe about a quarter inch long. Just enough that we could stuff them in the ears if we had to.
Okay.
You want me to put this in my ear? You've told me a lot not to put things in my ear or in my nose. I've asked you a lot of different times. Are you trying to trick me?
Do whatever you want. But if I tell you to do something, then you should probably do it.
The other things, like eating rocks and sticking things up your nose, those were not going to help you. This, you know what? Just stand there.
The harpies are not in your way
okay.
of continuing, by the way.
Well, until we hear otherwise or she lets us know, I'm going to continue cooking breakfast and breaking down camp.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like if we just avoid it, it's not an issue, but just something to think about.
Well, let us know if they get closer.
Mm-hmm.
The hermit's house is just over one more day away.
I think we just have one more day away.
Well, that's good. Is it? Hopefully it's in the opposite direction of those flying beasts.
Yes, it seems that they are not in our path at all.
Hopefully it's not too hard to find his house once we get there.
I mean, what good's a map if it doesn't bring us to his house, right?
That's true. But he does, you know, sound like someone who doesn't want to be found. But I guess that's why there's a map to his house.
Hmm. Somebody else must have drawn it.
Think of all the people that would be showing up.
It's a very secret map.
What if he does want people to show up and he actually made the map?
It's more like a flyer than a map.
It could be.
Oh, all these ads on the sides. I didn't notice that before.
We're all done here, so we should get moving then.
Yep.
I'm going to start out with a morning jog.
Off we go.
The rest of the day, you see fewer people going by at this point, as you've now passed several intersections along the way. And so you largely have the road to yourselves for the majority of the day. Some carts pass, some envious people, you know, that could afford horses or mules pass by, but nothing remarkable happens.
Well, okay then.
We've been having a pretty smooth journey. So far, except for that one creep the first night.
Yeah, I'm glad we got rid of him.
Can't believe that he tried to rob us. I was having a nice nap. And to wake up to see that guy.
Maybe it was a good idea we just let him go rob the town while we were gone.
I mean, I locked up my house.
Oh, maybe.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I started before I went to the festival. I left before I went to the festival.
Well, this is quite an unremarkable day.
And it is. But the sun is out and the weather's nice.
We're just trudging along.
What bird is that?
I don't know. I don't know about birds. It might be tasty. It might be greasy. I don't know. Why don't you...
If I catch it, do you know how to cook it?
I'm sure I can figure it out.
I'm shooting my crossbow at some random bird.
Okay, the bird has an AC of 1.
I thought that was going to be a 20.
I got an 11.
So. You hit the bird.
And I got a 3. Bring my bird over to Russ.
How big was this bird?
Not big.
The fucking
it's the size of a robin. Maybe a blue jay.
I hold out the bird with the bolt-sized hole in it.
Well... I'll cook whatever's left, but it might not be a lot.
I thought it would be bigger when I got closer to it.
Yeah, well, start plucking it.
I'm going to hand it back to him.
Stop. Okay.
I'll cook it when we stop tonight.
And a short while later, you guys stop for the night.
Did you finish with the bird?
Yeah. Here you go. I took most of the feathers out.
Okay, go get some firewood.
I run off into the woods.
Do you see what he got?
Shot.
Oh. Why would you kill that?
I don't know. He wanted me to cook it.
Okay. Well, we brought food with us. This isn't a hunting trip. I guess it could be.
At least you hit it.
That's true. So he gets a little snack for the evening.
Put the camp together and grill up our food and his bird.
And like the night before, it rolls in uneventfully. Why doesn't everybody once again make me a wisdom saving throw?
22.
8.
9.
I'm going to guess Aurora is the only one that passed her check.
22.
Yeah. I would think that would check. That would hit. As you're up, not sleeping throughout the night, and your two male companions snore away, both seeming like they're fighting one another. With their snores, trying to be the loudest, you see off in the distance with your dark vision a hooded figure look from behind a tree.
God damn it, he came back again. I'm just going to cast Hold Person. Russer, Truck, get up. Get up. The kid's back.
Nah.
Or it's a wild coincidence we're being stalked by someone just like that kid.
The little thiefy bastard.
Yeah, I'm holding him. He's way over there if you want to collect him again. Oh, God.
He was, like, stuck halfway behind a tree.
You, get a bigger rock this time and follow me.
We just walk over and I, like, grab, like, a large tree that's been fell. Just a big tree trunk.
I walk in front of the character, the person. Is it the same kid?
It's the same. Yeah, when you get up close, it's the same guy.
What are you doing here? I let you go once. The big lug over there didn't break anything of yours. What, is this knife that important to you? Because you're going to get it back this time.
Do you dispel?
No.
The whole person? Okay, then he just stays.
Oh, he
there.
Can't stay anything. I forgot.
Do you guys have anything to say before we stab this little shite?
I want to know why he's back again.
Well, can I stab him first?
I'm going to let the, like, large tree... Wait, is he's standing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I put him on the ground and then put this tree on top of him, pinning him down?
I think so.
Cool. And then I'll let him go. What are you doing here?
I wanted my knife.
You don't want a stupid knife. What is with you?
You know how hard it is to rob people and you don't have a knife.
I'm going
to
slap him. Tell me the truth.
I want my knife.
I'm going to stab him in the hand with his knife. Like, pinning it to the tree.
Yeah, he yells in horror.
There you go. Now you have your frickin' knife back. Are you gonna leave?
Yes!
Are you sure? The big guy doesn't have to crush you with a rock.
He already is crushing me with a tree.
Well, he's got a rock, too.
Oh, please.
It's a big one. Are you gonna follow us some more? Why are you following us?
I wanted the knife.
Are you sure? How badly do you want this knife? And I pull my other knife out.
If you're giving it to me.
I'll surely give it to you, right under the chin. Why are you following us?
I wanted the knife. You seem like easy marks. I felt like I couldn't go wrong twice.
You thought we were easy marks?
So you're just an idiot.
You keep camping right off the side of the road.
Well, that's where you camp, especially when you're not afraid to little shade stay on all your crap. You're gonna chime in here, big guy.
I mean, I just don't know what to do with him.
Let me go.
No,
let you go. Mind, you were the nice one before.
We let you go the first time.
Yep, miscalculation.
And now you're back for like a one copper knife.
I have zero copper.
Well, I mean, whittle something.
I need a knife to whittle.
I have that problem as well.
I don't have teeth.
And he shows you. He's like mostly gums.
What? Did you learn another lesson some other time? I'm sure you tried to steal somebody's food.
Lemons.
Lemons.
I had scurvy.
Lemons.
Lemons help with scurvy. Can you get this tree off me?
No. I'd say we should just leave the tree on him and leave.
Oh, please don't.
What time of day is it?
Can night. We just...
Oh, it's night. Light.
Yeah.
Well, if we leave him here, he'll howl and attract predators. Like bases.
To him.
Yeah, but his screams will keep us up. Well, not you, but us.
Oh, yeah, I'll scream all night. You should just let me go.
We can hit him on the head and then tie him to an upright tree.
He looks over at his hand.
Oh, that's a lot of blood.
That's the best idea you've had all day. Get on it, big guy. Make sure it's a nice, clean one.
No, please. Just let me go. I've got my knife. I'm good. I promise I won't do anything again. You'll never see me.
You said that last time.
I lied last time.
Well, then why aren't you lying this time? What is it, this stupid knife?
I've learned my
knife?
You can... You
I'm
can,
feeling woozy.
You can either...
Sleep.
Stay the night with us.
What?
Or we can leave you here.
Well, I don't think you're that cute, but the elf girl, I guess.
Oh, I'm going to slap him again for that
one.
Surprised you didn't stab him.
She's a cleric. She doesn't have pointy things.
Oh, that's a good that's point. Chips. Can you heal him so I can stab him again?
Oh, no, let's not do that.
No, I don't want to waste any of my healing on this clown shoe.
If we take the knife out, do we have to, like, cauterize his hand?
I could.
Let's find out.
We could just leave the knife in my hand. That'll be fine.
No, no, no. I pull it out.
Ah! Oh, now that's a lot of blood.
Okay.
I'm going to apply pressure and move the log over onto his hand.
You hear a crunch as his arm breaks underneath the tree.
There's a little too much pressure, Truck.
Oh. I don't know how big this tree is in my mind.
It's like...
It's like it got way too big.
18 inches across.
Big enough to pin him down. Is he still awake?
Yeah, but he's screaming a lot.
We're just trying to help.
He screams right in your face.
Well, I can't get through to him.
Just gonna try and hit him in the head and knock him out.
That's a good idea. Then we'll let him go free and he can do whatever he wants because we'll be gone in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning we can discuss that. I'm gonna hit him in the head.
I guess maybe a strength check.
I got a 16.
And what's your saving throw?
A 10.
Okay. Yeah, you knock him out.
All right. Wow. And I also lift the tree off of him and put him in a less pinched down situation.
You can see that his arm is broken. It's pretty ghastly.
Is it compoundly fractured or?
We straighten out.
The skin is bulging where the bone is.
I'll cast the Cure Light Wounds.
Yes, and we straighten out his bones and everything before she
casts a healing spell. It is still night, so you can pray in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I figured. He can heal a little because
day's over. Once he's healed, I bind his arms and legs so he can't escape, enact revenge, anything like that, and then toss the grapple up over a branch so we can hoist him, not upside down, but like still suspended.
Just that way bears can't get to him.
Yeah.
He stays out for quite a while, but by morning he's just hanging in the tree, awake, looking around.
So are we heading out then?
Yeah, I guess we definitely have to get going, but what do we do with that guy? Hey, what do you think we should do with you?
I'm pretty lightheaded. You should let me go.
What's your name?
My name's Jeff. Corvus.
Well, Jeff, we're gonna let you go.
I said Corvus.
Oh, it's Corvus?
You said Jeff.
You said Jeff Corvus. Time. I thought that was...
Jeff Corvus. I like his full name.
I thought that was a first and last name.
I like to go by my last name. It's not by Corvus? It's not as weird.
All right. Corvus, we've had an evening.
Sounds mean when you say it.
We've had an evening to sleep about it. We're going to let you go.
All right.
If we see you again.
Then we don't know each other.
Not only is it going to be much worse, but we're going to go to every town and tell them your name and tell them you're a dirty thief.
That's fine. What if we just run into each other on the streets, though?
Oh, well, then a hug and a handshake is in order, don't you think? For old pals.
Yep.
I don't agree, but that's a separate thing.
You just want to let me go and not torture me if you see me again and ruin my life?
Oh, no, I'm going to assume you're going to try to rob me and then I'm going to kill you, so...
No, we're about as far away from town as I want to be. I'm going to head right back. You see old Corvy...
That's what you said last time.
Headed right back down the road, humming my theme song, humming my heart song.
Sounds good, and I untie the line so he drops down. Untie him and... Well, there you go, little fella. You should run along that way, because we're going that way.
He looks over at your fire, like, well, can I get a sausage to go to?
I'm going to kick him in the butt. Go!
I'm going to take his creepy cloak thing, too, so he can't be looking all creepy in the shadows.
Oh, hey! I need that, though. Listen, if you guys keep taking my stuff, I'm going to have to keep following you to try to steal it back.
Okay, all right. Keep the cloak.
He takes it and runs off into the woods towards the road.
Now, what would I have had to roll to rob him of his knife before he took off?
A thievery roll, I guess.
A pick in a pocket?
Yeah, your thievery is
a level three.
I guess as a thief, you are kind of obligated.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since he's a really bad thief.
I think next time we find him with a crossbow.
Mm-hmm. So if you're attempting a thievery roll, roll a 1d6.
4.
You are able to steal his knife if that's what you're going to do.
And he doesn't notice.
He's running away.
Until he's gone.
Yep.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal his knife again.
All right. And y'all pack up camp. And you head down the road. It's about midday when you come across a less traveled path leading deeper into the forest and off the main road. It is indicative on the map of where the hermit's house would be.
It makes sense that he'd be off the main road. Shall we continue to follow this creepy path?
I think we should.
Absolutely.
I wonder if his house is farther off the road than our camp.
I mean, it must be, right? Not much of a hermit.
That's true.
You travel for a couple more hours down the road, and it's not a super creepy path. It's mostly just a woodland path that doesn't look like it gets much use these days. And eventually, in the middle of the woods, you come to a clearing, and you can see it up ahead. Looks like it's pretty void of trees, and in the middle of the clearing stands a small stone hut.
Well, this must be it.
He must be very strong to make that hut out of stone. I can't wait to meet this man.
You'll have a lot in common.
Everybody make me a wisdom check.
11.
16.
Oh, no, 14.
Oh, that's a 20 on this one. Okay. There's an eyeball.
Oh, weird. All right, so all of you are able to recognize when you're walking into this clearing that there are several trees around the perimeter that are very unusual looking and seem to move more than the other trees in the forest. But as you move into the clearing, you see a hunched over old man in a dirty white cloak. He's using two canes as he walks from a table into his stone hut.
Excuse me, sir?
You shout.
Yes.
You get no response.
Hello there, stranger.
Sir.
As you continue to shout, you see an old man emerge from the cabin, and he looks like he's looking at you, but perhaps he can't make out who you are or what you are.
Gonna give a friendly wave.
Yeah.
Hey!
Are those visitors?
Yeah.
Hey, may we approach?
Step up here, I can't see you from there.
We walk steadily closer, non-threateningly.
Hello there.
Hello.
We heard a rumor that you could bring people back to life.
I can do this. Well, I could do this.
Yes. How would you go about this?
Why don't you come inside and we'll talk about it further?
Excellent. Sorry to just jump right to the point.
I'm making tea.
Lovely.
Oh, good. This one can learn.
And he uses both canes to walk back slowly into the house. Hut.
And we follow.
And that's where we're going to end our episode.
Oh, man. Cool.
So until next time, we will...
See you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye! Eartha Kitt? Yeah. You know, never mind. Banged her in an airplane once. It's from another show. I didn't bang Eartha Kitt.
Good, she'd be like 100.
Whatever. A deafening roar.
You gonna do it?
My voice just stopped making sound, dude. I was trying, and like, it was like, nah.
Guys, it's a teeny tiny baby dragon.
You guys afraid of that?
Oh, I love baby animals. I want to touch it, hug it, and squeeze it.
And it looks like a baby when it's far away. There. Boy, that's going to be hard. I want to name him Festin so bad.
You named him.
I did. I'm so glad I can edit so I don't sound like a fucking idiot every three words. You see, it's just like a little charred bone.
Like Luke's aunt and uncle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Aunt Peru.
Riley really wants us to take this seriously.
It's whatever, man.
He's like, this is going to be dark and gritty.
I mean, this part ain't. We threw in fucking eel stomping day.
Good night, Trunk.
Trunk.
I'm watching Dragon Ball too much.
Yeah.